Many Islamic brothers and viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we hear many great miracles of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let's listen to a few miracles in regarding trees, branches, bearing witness of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being the messenger of God sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif, Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala who has stated, once a bound man came to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked, how can I be certain that you are the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, if the bunch of dates from that tree come to me when I call it, shall you accept my prophethood? After saying yes, the bunches of dates immediately came into the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called it. Thereafter, going back to the tree to assume its original position after being ordered to do so, witnessing this mu'jiza, this great miracle, immediately he accepted Islam. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was just a bunches of dates. It's also mentioned that a tree freed itself from its root and came into the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that once we were traveling with the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. A bound man came to him and was invited to accept Islam. When he was asked, is there anyone who can bear witness, testimony to your prophethood? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, yes. That tree at the end of the field will bear witness concerning my prophethood. Thus, after freeing itself from the earth, the tree came to him and loudly testified the nabuwa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam three times upon being called by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it then returned to its place after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told it to do so. My dear Islamic brothers, trees, branches, all these were bearing witness of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would give these branches to his companions, these branches at times would come a source of light. In a hadith, Hazrat Sayyid Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, who said that once Hazrat Khattada bin Noman radiallahu ta'ala anhu performed Isha Salah with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam whilst the night was extremely dark. At the time of him returning home, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam handed him a branch of a tree and said, go to your house without fear. This will become bright in your hand that 10 people in front of you and 10 people behind you will able to travel in its light. When you reach home, you shall see a black object, hit it and take it out of your house. Hazrat Khattada radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he traveled in the light of this branch and upon reaching his house, found a black object which he hit and chased it out as per the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my dear Islam brothers, alhamdulillah azawajal, we heard regarding the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in regarding when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called branches of trees, it would come. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would call trees to testify his nabuwa, they would come out of their roots. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give a branch to a companion, that branch would become a source of light and show the sahaba the way at night. So my dear Islam brothers, this is the blessing of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anything the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would touch, that will become a source of light. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of the status and the maqam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, enable to us to understand the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.